Remember when you hold the note, you always hold it from here, not from here, right? One more time, same thing. Try and think of your sound as a bigger sound, like feel like there's a rain barrel up there and you're filling up that sound, as opposed to it's like you're trying to sing through like a straw or something. One more time, same nature. Doesn't mean louder, it just means fuller, more open, and breathe deeper. Two, three. Try to get more space. One more time, two, three. Right. Yeah, the thing is, when I demonstrate something, sometimes singers will then just try and sound like me, not even necessarily because it sounds good or bad, but because that's the model they just heard. Don't sound dark, sound bright, sound light in that full space. Okay, one more time, C major, two, three. So make sure it's breathe in, sing out, hold the last note from here. When you get out of here, you have calves of steel. I sigh to sing. And the key thing is sigh, right? Even in that low note. I sigh to sing. Feel like a sigh going through your sound. Ready?
I sigh to sing.
Yeah, and don't think of the high note as like an arrival point. Think of it as just the next note. Because what I mean is, most singers will go, I sigh to sing. Try and feel like it's that kind of feeling as opposed to that kind of feeling. C major.
I sigh to sing.
Register to your mid-register, okay? So you should feel a shift in your sound. If you don't feel it, great, bonus. It means you sing really well. If you do feel a shift, that's okay. It's supposed to shift, right? Think about a bike. You shift gears to go different uphill, downhill, etc., right? So there'll be a shift. The worst thing you can do is kind of force that sound, low sound, into that mid-register. And if you don't feel what I'm talking about, again, bonus. Just means you have a nice, smooth sound through your register shifts. Does that make sense? Okay, ready, see, and...
I sigh to sing.
And the key is don't push the bottom. The key to good singing is not pushing the bottom. If you push the bottom, then you're trying to muscle the top. Ready? And
I sigh to sing.
Easy on the bottom.
I sigh to sing.
Air on top, lots of air. Section, you guys are the tenors, so you just sit there and you're good. Okay? In the bass section, who sings bass one? Higher bass. Higher bass. Okay? So why don't we put, who sings bass two? Okay? So why don't we switch you two with you two? Tor and Rob over here, and Sawchuck and Al over there. And Matt, if you want to shift down one, I know Al likes to sit next to Alex. They're used to each other. 1 second. Right there for now, that's good. So let's try this one more time. Who sings bass one? High bass? High bass? Who sings... Hi! Who sings bass two? So for, why do you sing bass... It's mainly the same. Why do you sing bass two for now?
Okay.
We'll see how it goes. It's almost all bass one anyways.
We don't split today, probably.
Yeah, okay, so really like this for now. One second, I'll get you 1 minute. Have a seat. I'll get you 1 minute. Okay, so altos, who sings high alto, first alto? Who sings second alto? Okay, so let's leave it like this for now. I don't think it matters tonight. But sopranos, it does matter tonight. Who sings first soprano? Okay, so, who sings second soprano? Okay, so if you two could somehow get over it, maybe Mari and Gretchen could over there for now. And Gianna and Nan, scoot over.
Sorry, I told you I'm forgetting
everything. So maybe can you three go back? Like I said, we're missing a few people, but at least I don't know when you came to the decision day, so I'm just gonna okay, so one more time, first sopranos,
be all over country.
And second sopranos. Okay, let's go with that for now. Okay? Question, Rita.
Very quickly, a lot of people asked me about paying dues online. You can go to Venmo, and the amount would be $75, and then Nan will let us know who's paying what, whatever, or just let me know. And next week, she's going to come with a QR code if people want to pay it next week. $25 for new members, $75 for returning members.
You don't want to wait till next week. There is a link to our Venmo on our PayPal.
On our site.
Can we do this after the second song? I was going to do all announcements then, so if you want to like come back to this. But I want to kind of get started with some music. Oh, Nata Lux. So, regarding the translation, in my Friday message, I'll send you the translation. We're not going to take time with it tonight. We're just learning notes tonight, okay? So look for the translation in the message to the membership. New members, message to membership. Every Friday I write to the members, here's what we're doing next week, so you don't have to prepare the whole folder, just here's what we're doing, and a few notes here and there. Regarding the Latin, a couple of you have spoke to me about issues with the Latin. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. Just by doing it, you're going to get it. I'm going to tell you two things to keep in mind. In Latin, it's very easy. It's just five vowel signs, sounds. A, E, I, O, U. The key is A as in father. E, not A. No American A. Whenever you see a sound you want to go A on, say E. E as in C. O as in the word ought. So whenever you see, want to say O, say A. And don't memorize this, I'm just putting it in your brain, okay? And then U, double U. So there's five sounds. So basically what I'm saying is when you look at this beginning, just say it the way you'd say it if it was your language. Onata, lux, de, there's that A sound, de lumine, right? So just keep that in mind, the five basic sounds, and then say it the way you think it would be said. I don't want to spend 20 minutes on just going over the diction. That being said, I'm going to make a diction tape. I'll put it on the website for you to go over it, okay? We're just not going to spend a lot of time in rehearsal. The what?
The
other thing I want to say is there's a couple things. Look at top page 3. Dignare. So I'll put in the word deem for that D-I-G. You're going to want to say a G. Dignare plenum supplicum. And then one other thing in this first verse we're doing tonight, if you look in the second line of page 3, the Q-U-E is just say the word, put the letter K there. K. And for preces, just think, I have the word written chest there. Laudes preces que sumere.
Jesu.
Jesu, yeah. Okay? And don't worry about it. We're just trying to learn notes tonight. You'll get it. You'll get it. I'll give you the diction tape. Don't get all locked in on the language. Get locked in on learning the parts. Okay? Can everyone sing from the beginning? Because everyone sings the tune, where it says tenor bass. So from the very beginning, Emma? If you get tripped up on the words, just go la la la. Don't worry about the words. Try and get the tune in your head. Here's the intro. One and two and three and four. Breathe. Breathe. That's tied the quarter note on lumine is the breath. So cut off that eighth note. Measure 13, page 3. Don't forget to put the S on before. Laudes. Laudes. Laudes preces que sumere. Okay, one more time, same exact thing. Measure and a half before you come in. Oh, by the way, I tripped you all up because I told you to breathe the start of measure 6. Remember that whole trick? Singers want to breathe the very last second. You want to go one and two and three. Oh, not, and it's. Oh, Natalux. Always breathe as long as you can ahead of the entrance. Don't wait for the last nanosecond. Ready? Here we go. Measure 3/4. Ready? And. One and two, three, four, one. Oh, nah. That measure you come in on, and. One, and, two, and.
Oh, nah,
nah, awesome. Now just don't make it. Oh, I did it right, Russ. One, and, two, and. Oh, nah. Come in like it's beautiful, Christ child being born, okay? One, and, two, and measure you come in on. One, and, two.
Oh, nah, nah.
That X of Luke's has to connect to the De. Luke's De. Gotta connect that X to De. And remember the thing about when you have a long note, you always want to psychologically crescendo? When you have a long note, don't just tread water. You kind of want to swim towards the next note. Measure coming on. And. Two. And two. And. Here's your breath. Are new and you haven't sung choir in a while, when I'm saying measure numbers, if you look at the top of page 6, it says 37 there, that's the measure number, so 38 is obviously one after that. If you haven't sung in choir in a while, forget all those things. Okay, so altos, you're on the melody. Second soprano, you're going to add there. So write with your pencils, sing alto. It's just the melody we just learned. And even from you over, sing alto. We just need a few sopranos and I don't want to see that's going to come, right? We need more on the melody. There's one place where that switches, sopranos. Bottom of page 6, after you sing the word Seculi in measure 42, then you flip up for a second to sing the soprano part. Basically, you're singing the melody. So you sing, O Natalux de Lumine, Jesu Redempte Seculi, switch to soprano, Dignare Clemens Supplicum, go back to alto. Laudest, laudest. So basically sing the melody. Okay? And by the way, it's very common. Lots of choirs look at my music. I just have arrows. Go up, sing alto, go down, sing soprano. You know, it's just a little mental shift there. Okay? Can we have all the guys... Oh, sorry. I got to do one thing first. I forgot. Can we go back and do all the bass and tenors, page 3, measure 18? And this might be a little high for a couple of you baritones. If it is, just nice, light, mouth it, whatever you need to do, just don't sing it wrong. Okay, this is the counter melody. The ladies are singing the tune, you guys have the counter melody. Ready, 3, 4, breathe. Piano pop. Piano pop. Breath. So that one right there, put an arrow going up, right? Yeah. One more time, very nice. On that high note, just feel this. Ready, and one. Side. Singing, you kind of go back to your speaking placement. So in this part, it's going to kill us. That's why some of the sounds you just made was whoop, whoop, because you didn't stay. I'm still up there. I keep it in the same singing place, which is much higher in speaking voice. So ladies on the melody, ladies pay particular attention to measure bottom of page 4, measure 26, 27. Laudes praeches que. That one you haven't got sorted out yet, okay? Ready, ladies? Piano part, 1 and 2, and. One. I think you want to go back to the A. Loudest, loudest, loudest. At ladies, very nice. Just make sure you don't breathe before going to page 5. Good. Can we go on for now, please? Go back to page 6. Altos, no first sopranos yet. This is measure 38. Altos and second sopranos, you're on the tune. Tenors, you're going to see it's the part we just learned. Same exact thing. Okay? So bass is the helpful mount to help you learn it too. For right now, can the basses just sing the tenor part at measure 39? It's the same part we just did. Just for right now, but keep learning it and to reinforce the tenors. Does that make sense? One thing, sopranos, you do need to come on first sopranos at measure 42 for right. Diare clemens supplicum, and then drop back out again. So I want to hear the two parts we just did, right? Here we go. And there's one cool thing the composer did here, or it could be cheesy depending how you look at it. The beginning is O nata, and here it's O nata. coming, people, right? So just be aware of that. It's augmentation. The note values are doubled. Ready? Apples and seconds, and all the guy bass and tenors on the tenor part. One, tenor part. Three, four, one, four. Just the voice parts, bass and tenor, going up top of the measure.
I mean, we're only doing tenor part.
Yeah, you're always singing the tenor part.
So we're not used to singing with that clef, so we have to translate in our brain.
Okay, but if you figure it out, I'll pay you double next year. Here we go, ready? Oh, you know what you do, Tor? Just go back and sing the beginning. Because it's the same thing. Ready? I'm not trying to be sarcastic, I'm just trying to be helpful. Ready? This is, where am I sitting at here? 45. Bass and tenors. 3, 4, 1, breath. 1 and 2. So work on that on your own to get that sorted out, okay? Can we go back and have all the sopranos? Now, I know this may confuse some of you, especially if you're new, but the way I like to work is I like to kind of take it apart and show you the parts that are similar, so when we put it all together, it's going to be easier, because you'll see, oh, this is just like we did before. So hang with me, because in about 5 minutes, we'll go back and put the whole thing together, okay? So for right now, can we have all the sopranos for right now? Sing the soprano descant. This is the new material on measure 39 on page 6. Just voice part. 3, 4, breathe. Register and then try and find singing register. Keep that high placement all the time. The biggest issue you had was counting. Half notes are 2 beats. Top of 7, the last note, top of 7, that's a quarter note tied to a half note, 45 going to 46. So that's 3 beats. Just make sure you count there. Okay? Everyone on their own part, bass from top of page 6. Basically, kind of audiate in your head, go through in your head, so you can practice one more time and get up and sing out. Chris, join me. Time for this part. Ready? Altos and seconds, top of page 6, 3 piano part, and 1. Tenors, soprano. Thank you. yeah, good start, good start. Page eight, just make sure you see it get softer and softer. Each repetition of na-ta, oh-na. Each one softer, fading away, fading away, fading away. Okay? Basically, you're kind of humming your part. Let's go through it once on page six. Just the altos and second sopranos on page six, and then the basses on your entrance. Ready? Same exact thing. Melody and the bass. 3-4 piano part. Seven, measure 47, but going down to the B. Right beside that's fine. But the bottom page six and the top page seven, I think it was like my former high school director. Natalux, Natalux, Natalux. It's the same thing, right? You're just doing chord tones. Okay, so just make sure you realize that. Good. Sopranos, you were not doing too well on yours, so let's give you one more shot. This is top measure 39, and then we'll put together and then we gotta go on. Okay? I basically soprano one the descant part, but it's not happening. Okay? Not that time, I mean the previous time. When you were singing. Okay? Voice part, soprano part, and piano part. Make sure you come in on the descant. I'll start with the one after that. Oh, Natalu. Oh, one more time. You got what you're counting, ladies. And by the way, you get your note off the alto. Oh, Natalux, oh. Yeah, questions? Yeah, okay, ready? One more time, and count. Count how many. Ready, and one. Breath. Suppression, you know where we are? 39. One. Ready, and oh, not a note. Oh, not. That was higher. And where we sing, and just voice part, one. Please, from measure 39, piano part. Now, this is you sorting out the part we didn't have the same.
Yeah.
Ready, 3, 4, and 1. Oh, okay? We're gonna hack our way through the part we didn't do, and we'll finish it next week, so we're gonna do the whole song. Okay? The part, the little section we didn't do, we'll hack our way through, okay? We'll do it on Lulu, but I at least want you to hear it. The whole song, straight through. If you get tripped up on the language, just go la 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 la. That's like a prelude, and here's the intro. One and two and three and four and one. Bass and tenors. Parody mass. Basically, it's taking tunes that are pre-written and then putting them in a new setting. So I'm sure you all recognize this tune when we sing it, okay? So can we just sing through the beginning to get the tune in our heads? The spirit. Okay? Even though soprano alto alone, everyone sing it for now, okay? One voice part and piano part. Two, three, and.
With spirit before me, with spirit behind.
Breath.
With spirit.
Shendo. That the end of each session's found and ya are four beats each. They're two tiny half notes, right? So you go, where affliction's found, don't die early on that. And put in the crescendo, the crescendo. I will sing, I will sound, alleluia. Right? Try and feel the music more. Okay, let's go on for now. Let's go on for now. And by the way, I don't take the time to tell you where all the breaths are, but I am shouting them out, right? So with your pencils, you should be going, oh, he wants me to read there. Oh, he wants me to read there. Oh, all right? When I say breath, with your pencil, little, I have two marks. I have a line for a full breath, and I have a comma for a short breath. So something like, I have a third thing too, like top page three, where there's a rest there, I will sing. I would put a comma there. I will sing, I will sound, alleluia, right? As opposed to first page after the word behind, spirit before me with spirit behind. That's like a slash mark, full breath, okay? Spirit below and beside me, full breath. With spirit all around, comma, even where affliction's found. And that's not really a breath, that's the grammar, right? So let's go on, please, now yell out the breath. No breath between descends and, okay? When darkness, voice parts, please, Emma, three, and.
When darkness is
nice job, everybody. Bottom page three. Bottom page three. We've got some stuff we've got to pay attention to. Last measure. See the RIT? We need to slow down there. And everyone except the tenors put an arrow going to the tenors because we have to wait for them to resolve. See how they go down last? So keep singing until I cut you off. Surround me. Pop, pop. We have to have a lot of sophistication there to make that clean. You're basically waiting for the tenors to resolve their note down. Okay? Could we do the ladies, please, when darkness descends? Two, three, and.
When darkness descends and the night never
short.
Ends. When my shadows and demons surround
look up. On beat, one, two, three, four, right? Because notice the guys have to go on. That should be clean. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Even then, alleluia. Oh, wow. One second. I get the same. I make sure it's ale, not ale. No diphthong. Ale, le, le, luya. Question, Michelle.
Is it even?
You call
everybody.
Is
it even then?
No.
It's short.
Even then? Even then.
Full
beat. Yeah. Okay, nice. Hey, you know, two things. Very nice, Sharon. I always say this, and I know we have a former band director in here, and chorus people get such a bad rep. This is my whole speech about we've got to do four things at the same time. Like, if you're looking at a flute part, you're looking at just the flute part. You're not looking at words. You're not looking at the whole choral score. You're looking at the flute part, right? And then it has dynamics and things like that above it, all right? As a singer, you're looking at the words. You're looking at, if you're the soprano, the words are down here, the soprano line's up here. And then in addition to that, you're trying to figure out how long and how short it is. And in addition to that, the point of my little sermon here, you're trying to pay attention to the dynamics. That's why, the big reason why I think singers always leave the dynamics out. Because their brains are like, they're trying to figure out the notes and the rhythms and get the words. Try as hard as you can when you're learning music to see top page four, for example. Look at that big crescendo, right? You didn't even come close to doing that. And if you look at the what I just said, look how wide your eyes have to see all that. So I'm not saying it's not a challenge, but it's a challenge that you must accept. Oh, singers, they never read dynamics. Well, yeah, because you're just playing the flute. Once you figure out the fingerings, the flute playing is not that hard. Okay, we won't get into all that. Okay, but try to get the dynamics. Let's do the guys, please. The soprano, the tenors, and the basses, middle page three, when darkness. And basses, as always, don't sing louder, sing smarter. Right? So you have to listen more for that descending chromatic scale as opposed to, oh, I'm going low, I'm going to be very manly here. Right? Get the right notes. Okay? Ready, two, three, and. By the way, this is first night, I can say all my Russisms, so thank you for bearing with me. I forgot what it was. It'll come to me. Ready? Middle page three. One and two and three.
When darkness descends and the night never ends.
Short end. Pencils, write in at the beginning where the sprouts have to sing, write in the word, write in the number one, because that's the first verse. When darkness descends, write in the number two, that's the second verse. On page four, where it says Alleluia, write 2B, it's the B section, it's the first time we get to the chorus. So 2A, 2B. Middle page five, we joy in our gain is verse what?
Three.
Nice! Okay, page six, look for the Alleluia and then write in 3B there. I'll tell you why this is important in a minute. Page seven, where the key changes, second to last measure, top page seven, just write transition to verse four. it's really kind of its own animal there. It's not an A or a B. Just transition.
Where on 7?
Top of 7, last two measures. And then at second line of that, where it says, so praise the Father, that's verse 4. Page 8, after you sing the word profound, write in transition. After you say word so profound. And then on page 9, write in 4B, we get to the Alleluia chorus for the last time.
Top of 9.
Yeah.
The bottom of 8.
When it transition middle of 8, bottom of 8 is our transition. And then when we land in Alleluia, top of 9, we get to the chorus. Why that's important is, if you know structure of music, it's going to help you sing it better. When you know you're in the verse part, it's going to make it easier when you know you're in Alleluia part. And what I'm going to do next is I'm going to show you, let's do verse 3 first. Page 5, weave joy in our game. Because when I show you the B section, you're going to see why this matters. The B sections are a little weird. Ready? Weave joy. 1 and 2 and 3.
Weave joy in our game. Bring us hope in our pain. Hear our prayers that we offer to you. Bring life into death. Oh. Us closer with each other. That our lips may confess Hallelujah.
Get it? That's the third. This song is, which is kind of interesting, right? You don't want to do the same thing over and over again. The verses, I mean, you'll hear the tune, but the setting is always a little bit different. And the chorus is the same way. It's always a little bit different. So you want to know where you are. Let's do the third verse again. You're not quite feeling, whenever you have, look at bottom of 5, Lord, for example. You, Lord, breathe. Lord, breathe. You're not quite feeling an eighth note cut up. Look at my hand, please. Here's a full quarter note. Lord, here's an eighth note. Lord, you're not quite feeling that yet. Whenever you see that eighth note, you're not feeling one off sync. You want to hold it too long. Okay, so I'm trying to work on that a little bit. Rejoice in our gain, no breath, bring hope in our pain, bring us hope in our pain, breath. Hear all prayers that we offer to you. Breath. Breathe life into death, draw us closer with each breath. Make sure, guys, you cut off the death on before. That our lips may confess. Alleluia. Alleluia. Okay, third verse again, please. Altos, a lot of altos, last minute of page 5. Rejoice and breathe.
Rejoice.
Some of you guys want to go, rejoice. It's weave joy. You all start up on the same note. Ready? So we put an arrow. Right, think higher, whatever you need to do. 2, 3.
We joy in our gain, bring us hope in our pain. Hear our prayers that we offer to you.
Lord, and
breathe life into death. Draw us closer with each breath.
So remember my basic rule, especially for the folks who are new. The last consonant of a word, if you're not breathing, you connect it to the next word. Very important, because that happens on middle 6. Lips may confess. Anytime that happens, lips may confess, Alleluia. Connect the final consonant to the next word. Now, if we had more time, if we were a professional choir, there's exceptions to that. But for what we're doing, just always connect the final consonant to the next word. It makes it easy. Sing on the vowel as long as you can, and then put the consonant very short and crisp on the next word. Remember that whole analogy I give of, you know, the vowel sound is you're driving the car, and the consonant is the speed bump. You go over it quickly. I mean, you go over it. It's there. Let's get to the next vowel. Because we have to sing on vowels. Vowels make the sound, consonants make the sense. So stand the vowels as long as you can and put the consonant to the next word. Okay? Good. With piano part, third verse. Excellent, everybody. It's not quite music yet. It's kind of like, with joy in our gate. I got it, coach. Right. Joy in our game, bring us hope. Remember that from last year? Phrase. Okay? Basses, you're not quite entertaining all of you. We joy in our game, bring us hope in our pain. That was so tripping some of you up. Ready? With piano part? One and two and three.
We joy in our game, bring us hope.
I had my first goosebumps. Well done. Let's go back. Page four, the first time through the chorus, the 2B, hallelujah, middle page four. Okay? Please notice, basses, the bottom page four is tenors only, right?
Yep.
So a couple of baritones want to jump up there to the tenor part, fine, but I don't need a lot of you, okay? So this is hallelujah, 2, 3, and 4. You'll get that note if you just listen for the piano, because it's in the piano, top of page 5. Okay? One more time. Sopranos and altos. Hallelujah. Not hallelujah. I sigh to sing. Ready? Piano part. 2, same place. And. Hallelujah, right? So I want you to see how this is the same, but it's also different, right? It's a different setting of the same thing. Middle page 6, everybody. Basses, you can come in on the third beat. Ready? 2, 3. Barry Manilow, no, how he created excitement is by changing the key. Go back and listen to his music. Does a verse, what am I going to do next? I'll change the key! He goes higher. So we got a Barry Manilow key change going on here. middle of page six, hallelujah. Still find that A bass in tenors. And it just comes out of the end of four. Three and four with speed. Holding again, just to hear Emma play the keyboard. Three, four. Go home and listen to Locke Lowman, listen to the tune, okay? One more time.
With spirit behind me and spirit below me, with spirit behind and behind me, na 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 na. You take the higher road and I'll take the lower road. I'll be in Scotland at war, ready, beginning.
And we need some practice on the beginning. One, two, three. I love you guys. The gray hairs are all you, though. The gray hairs are all you. I never had gray hair, so I just roll like a rock. One and two and three and
nine.
Quarter note. Yeah, so remember that thing, even though you're sitting there going, well, I don't know that, that's the whole point, just to go through things, at least now you know the whole thing, not know it, but you know you've been through it, you see the whole thing as a whole, you see the architecture of the piece, and then we'll work on the rest of the next week, right? Okay, good, put it away. One more, before we do that, a couple bits of information. I've introduced Emma. Other people that are important to talk to, I'm the musical guy, so talk to me about musical issues and things like that. A very important person in the choir is Ellie. And Ellie, will you tell us your role and what people should talk to you about?
I'm the one that did music folders, but I was doing it when I had COVID, so there might be mistakes. For those who picked up folders the other day, there isn't a new piece. I think I got to know you didn't. We have one more piece. That's it. And if you have duplicates, just give them to me.
Another important person has already introduced herself. Maybe she has more to say. Maybe she doesn't. Rita, what is your role and what do you have to say?
Membership. I think I made my announcement. And again, if you have not paid me, you can pay me through Venmo on the website. And next week I'm going to come with QR code just in case people forget.
PayPal too,
and I take checks, cash. My name is Rita, last name's
no. That never gets old. I'm here all week. Another very important person is Nan Elman. So Nan, can you stand and tell us what you do?
I manage the website, but mostly what I do is I create various rehearsal practice stuff for people. If you're new, go to the website, trillionforel.org. There's a menu in the side. You can go to member resources. And there's a page that has all sorts of goodies. There's a link to a virtual piano. You can print out notes. There are links to recordings of other people doing the entire pieces. And for most of the pieces and the rest coming, there are recordings of all the individual parts. Most of you, I think, probably just will be dealing with MP3s. So you absolutely must have a CD of either the recordings of the chorus or of the carts. You can request one. There's a form there. I should comment, I'm getting very low on CD, writable CD ROMs. So
can you still get those?
I don't know, but I think there's actually a better chance that some of you guys have some lying around.
Yeah, I have a whole
and I don't know how many more I'm going to need in my service in this capacity. So I'll take donations of just even like two or three at a time, writable CD-ROMs for those people who still want CDs to play in their car.
Yeah, so Nan, great to put those parts up there and record it and stuff, so we really appreciate that. I'm probably forgetting somebody, but I know I want to introduce Susan Pat, what you want to say.
Well, just
Pat, right. By the way, is an original member. Stand up, Pat.
Stand up.
Yeah. Young still nice tonight with her hair. Wow.
Anyway, yes, I'm in charge of social. So, what you said, hopefully you all got the sheet with the explanation of our beach party picnic, which will be coming up quicker than you think. So it's September 7th. It's down, if you know Madison, it's right at the surf club, and you're just gonna be it, that's where we'll be. So please make sure you pick up the paper that explains it all. But it's another week. So,
yeah, I'll put a reminder in the message too. Basically, we just do a potluck over at the surf club outside, just hang out, get to know each other. We made a change in the program probably 3 or 4 years ago. We used to rehearse 7 to 9, it was like a 15 minute break. But we sort of went to the 7, 8:30 without a break just because, you know, get it done and be able to go home, you know. And the other thing is usually after a break, you can't get anything done. But I am aware that that does lose a very important social aspect of the group, you know. So we try to do what we can to kind of fill that void of other things as we go along. Okay, Susan is our president. Did you have anything to add, Susan?
I just wanted to tell people we have many other board members that are here. It wasn't just those ones. We have Rob, where's Rob? Rob, our treasurer.
Yay.
We have Eileen, our vice president. We have Kim, who is our publicity chair.
just regular board member. just regular board members. So I do want to say that over the summer, we put in for a grant through the Community Foundation of Middlesex County, and we got a $2,000 grant to upgrade our website. So we will start working on that this fall.
And thanks for everything you do. I know we have a new tenor, Tim. Tim just moved here from Chicago.
Chicago.
And so we're happy to have Tim and Bob Kessler. He lives in Westbrook.
Bob.
He's been singing, and we thank, I guess, where's Sid?
Sid's not here tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's not here tonight, but Sid for kind of a recruiting, and thank you very much. That's great. And that's all the new guys, I believe. Am I right? Okay. And the ladies, we have
Gianna
in the front section, and Jacqueline?
Yes.
In the outdoor section. Yeah. Where do you live, Jacqueline?
Old Saybrook.
And you're Madison?
I live in Madison, yes.
Madison, and you told me I'd forget. Cammie! I was going to say Cassie.
Old Lyme.
I taught in Old Lyme. What chat? Anyone else new? Anyone else? And Maria is back. We're very happy about that. Anyone else new coming back? And like, we're missing Katrina Potts tonight. We're missing Claire and about half a dozen people. So we should be in really good shape. Let's do one more piece, okay? Lovely Chance. I love this song. I'm not sure you're going to, but I love it. It looks like this. Is it lost and moved on the front? What I like about this, first off, I'm a huge fan of Sarah Teasdale's poetry. I just always been drawn to her words. And second, the whole idea of playing around with the idea of how fortunate we are for all the chances we have in life, whether at the moment we think we're lucky to have them or not. So this is such a cool poem, a lovely chance, you know, chance that happens in our life. What can I do to give my gratefulness to you? You rise between myself and me with a wise persistency. You know, no matter what we do, chance comes along. Lovely chance, lovely chance, lovely chance. What can I do to give my gratefulness to you? Etc., etc. So it plays around the whole idea of how the things that happen in our life, in this song calls it chance, but it could be fate or it could be like circumstance or whatever. Sometimes, you know, we think, oh, wow, that's a great circumstance. I got this great job. Oh, wow, that's great. This. Other times we're like, why the hell did that happen, right? But this plays around the whole idea of like it's, you know, it's all good kind of thing, right? And things happen for a reason. And I can say this for a fact that as a 65, soon to be 66-year-old man, so many times situations in life happen that you're like, why is that happening? I don't get it. But I can tell you, in my experience, there's very few experiences in my life where looking in the rearview mirror, I don't go, oh, I get it now. That had to happen for this, or this had to happen for that. And then this plays around that whole idea. So I'm a big words guy, and so I was really drawn to the whole idea of this text. And the other reason why I think it might be a little bit of a challenge for us, it's a little bit more contemporary feeling, which isn't necessarily our wheelhouse. So let's give it some time, okay? Can we take it from the sopranos and out from the beginning? And ladies, you really just got to hear this first groove. Oh, lovely chance, what can I do to give my gratefulness to you? Hear repetition? You rise between myself and me with a wise persistency. It's that same groove going over and over again, okay? Nice and easy, ladies, a little slower. One and two, a little bit of the voice part, but a little bit of the voice part. Two, three, and four, and. And one. Now going on, it's the B part of the melody. Going on, three, where would they sing? Three, four, one, two. Three, four, off. Off. So that's the same. Lovely chance, right? Now, everyone look at top page four, measure 22. And that's not a good example. Look at the after the word chance. See how it's a whole note tied to a quarter note? Now, composers do a weird thing. Sometimes a composer will write something like this, and they mean for it to be held for that fifth beat. Sometimes composers put the note in like that because that's where they want the cutoff, right? So you have to sort of know composers and what their intentions are, right? So what we're going to do is assume this composer wants to make that quarter note the cutoff. Lovely chance, lovely chance, lovely chance, okay? So that quarter note no longer exists. So that's that. So can we now go to measure 28? And now it's just a canon. So sopranos. Oh, lovely chance, what can? Oh, lovely chance. No guys yet. Ready? It's just a little echo. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, lovely chance, what can?
You off if you just kind of don't just sing the tune. Oh, lovely chance, what can I do to give? Just sing the tune, don't pay attention to that. Ready, one more time? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, lovely chance, what can I do?
Going on 36, going on 36. This is the B part. Mm-hmm. So altos, you need to pay attention to. It starts off with the sopranos, and you're on the rest. But then you got to keep your eyes. It's not hard. It goes from two systems to one.
Yep.
Okay. I would have broken. Ready? 36 sopranos. 3, 4. I would have broken. 3, 4.
I would have broken body and soul, but by your graces I am whole. By your graces I am whole.
Good. Let's go back to the guys, please. This part is so cool. It's kind of against it. They're going. So, guys, we're going to start at measure 29. They're doing da 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 ba ba ba. You're doing 1, 2. Oh, lovely. It's kind of a 2 against 3 sort of feel. So let's take your part from 28. From 28, it's in 2. It's in 2 half notes to me. And 1 and 2 and. Oh, lovely chance. Breath. Slide down. Oh, what's that? See that line on the first note?
I'm so used to not slowing down.
Oh, yeah. Go with that one. Yeah, let's go with that one. Ready? Oh, two, and a one.
Oh, I would have broken body and soul, but by your grace till I am whole, I am whole.
Good. Everyone, please, from the very beginning, piano part. One, and, she's gonna, Emma's gonna start measure nine, the little two-measure intro that is actually four measures, no, it's a repeat sign. One, and two, and. One, and kick it, ladies, and.
A lovely chance, what can I do to give my gratefulness to you? You rise between myself and me.
Very fun, but I'm going to speak it to you once, and then we're going to speak it. We're going on. It's 10-8, so it's many a thing you did to save me, many a special gift you gave me, music and friends and happy love, more than my dearest dreaming of. And then we're back to the chorus. But the tune. I'm going to say it one more time, bottom of 7, listen to it. It's really got to feel 3 plus 2 plus 2 plus 3. Look at it. 1, 2, 3, 1, and 1, and 1, 2, 3, 1, done. Da, 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 right? It's not hard. You can just feel it rather than try and overthink it. Listen again. We play the piano part, please, Emma. He was speaking it. 42. Ready? Listen. Many a thing you did to save me. Many a special gift you gave me. Music and friends and happy love. More than my dearest dreaming of. Get the idea? Okay. Can we speak it once or a couple times? From 42, that was playing the piano part. 1, 2, ready.
Many a thing you did to save me. Many a special gift you gave me. Music and friends and happy love.
Right.
More than my dearest dreaming.
Transitions, you can see how it transitions, right? One more time. The problem with something like this is, listen to me do it once. Many a thing you did to save, you're gonna go, many a thing you did to save me. You're gonna just bang the hell heck out of it, okay? So make sure even though it's rhythmic, it's many a thing you did to save me, or whatever the words are. Don't go, many a thing you did to save me. Speaking one more time. Ready? Speaking. Sing legato, but rhythmic. 1, 2, ready.
Many a thing you did to save me.
Many a special gift
you gave me. Music and friends and happy love. More than my dearest dreaming love.
Ladies, please. Ladies, singing it, please. Many a thing. Voice parts. And this is tempo. I don't want to slow it down because then we'll have to get it back to the tempo. This is the tempo. Many a thing you did to. 1, 2, ready, and.
Many a thing you did to save me. Many a special.
Thank you. Gentlemen, please. Many a thing. Many a thing. We're D major, so it's do, so, so, so. One, two, guys.
Many a thing you give to me. Many a special gift you gave me. Music and friends and happy love. More than my dearest leaving of love.
One. Get the idea. Hey, Bates, two things. Very nice job, everybody. Tenors, that movie notes right on B2. Lovely chance, lovely chance. Right on B2, right on B2. It's not syncopated. Lovely chance, okay? And basses, you gotta sort out when it goes down to a D and when it goes down to an E. Remember where that was. But sometimes it goes to an E, sometimes it's a D. I don't know if this is an example, but look at the last note, top of page 10, it's an E. And then Bob could change it to D, and it's E, last note, page 10. Just sort that out. It doesn't always go back to the D. Does that make sense what I'm saying? Yeah. Okay, can we take everybody, please, from Many a Thing? Page 7, measure 42. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Many a thing you gave to save me. Many a special gift you gave me. Music and friends and happy love. More than my dearest dream of love. Lovely chance. Oh, lovely chance. Oh, lovely chance.
Can we do it again, please? Same exact thing. Faces, I'm still not convinced you're getting the E. Lovely chance, oh lovely chance, oh lovely chance. Maybe some of you are, but all of you are not. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. Lovely chance, oh lovely chance, oh lovely chance. Okay, everyone, please from 42 again. One, two, ready, and!
Many a thing you did to save me. Many a special gift you gave me. Music and friends and happy love. More than my dearest baby love.
Two, and... one last time, and we'll go home and focusing on the following things. So can page six, can ladies get that 26, 37?
With a wise persistency, I would have broken body and soul.
You're just not even close to that yet.
With a wise persistency, I would have broken body and soul.
You gotta hear the tune there, yes, ma'am.
With
a wise, I hear
it's all coming at different times.
Yeah.
Some
I'm
a little earlier. I'm not sure what's. I know
I'm
maybe because of the break there.
Oh, lovely chance. What can I do to give my gratefulness to you? You rise between myself and me. With a wise persistency. With a wise persistency. With a wise persistency.
Yeah, okay, but remember the rule. If you're wrong 34, 35, don't be wrong 36, too. Know what I'm saying? People do that. Yeah. You just get back on at 36.
Well, it's all of those parts were not, doesn't seem like they're coming in.
Well, I agree with that. We can agree on that, Tina. Yeah. But the problem is when you learn it wrong, you get your mind wrong, it's hard to change, but you guys are still like getting that D and E right. Not all getting it right. So you get locked in wrong, it's hard to change.
Yep.
Okay, so let's just, the thing I'd really like to focus on is can you just kind of sing out more? Sing out more. Disregard dynamics for right now. Just sing out more. And especially when you get to bottom page 8 where it says forte. More than my dear is dreaming of. Oh, love, we'll get back to that. Okay, let's do one more time. Sing out. Just correct everything. And we'll finish this easily next week, all 3 of these, and add the fourth one. So good job. Good job. Ready? This is the 4-measure intro. So we're going to do the repeat sign.
Oh,
yeah. Those are cute pants, though, I'll say that. One and two and one. That's the half note, right? Now sing out and up.
Oh, lovely chance, what can I do?
Sing out, good.
To give my gratefulness to you. You rise between myself and me.
Thank you.